The infinitesimal moment of silence between pressing the detonator and the explosion always fascinated Rex. It was as if it was never going to happen, as if time stood still and would need kickstarting. Time did, and it got the mightiest kick in the backside imaginable. The flash of searing white fire plunged Rex's visor into temporary darkness as the sensors shielded his eyes from the intense light. And then the explosion shut down his audio to a muffled oomph. But he felt the shockwave punch up through the ground, through his legs and belly, and finally into his throat. At the same time, the blast wave shoved him in the chest. If it felt like that at this range, Rex decided that if he was going to go, then he wanted to be at that exact point on the targeting laser and know absolutely nothing about it. Nax adjusted his optics, a nervous tic that belied his mocking, casual impression of a sportscaster.
Republic 1, Confederacy of Independent Systems 0.
Well, that worked rather well,
Zier said modestly.
I wonder if they'll fall for it again.
For a few moments, the entire courtyard was a quiet blizzard of gray ash. Then, metal fragments started falling back down from the sky, clattering and crashing on the flagstones. Just in front of the ATTE, the smaller, lighter particles that had been hurled farther fizzed as they rained down and hit the ground cold. But Rex didn't see a single piece big enough to pick up, let alone identify.
Here we go,
Addy muttered to himself. He slipped a mortar round down the tube and waited.
If we're going to make a tactical withdrawal, sir, it's now or never.
In the next few minutes, any droid that hadn't been reduced to components and metal filings was going to come boiling over that dune of rubble. The lull was almost unbearable.
Anyone for now?
Rex asked, and waited for the answers.
Not really, sir. Yeah, never's good for me, too.
I'm comfy here. Nothing better to do.
Korik brushed ash from his shoulder plates. Under the fine dusting of gray powder, his once pristine white and blue armor was charred by blaster fire.
I saw a holovid like this once.
His tone was the deadpan one he used to tell jokes.
All very stirring stuff. The vast enemy hordes besieging the fort were so impressed by the brave stand of the handful of troops defending it that they sang songs of tribute to them.
How did it end?
Del asked.
They all got shot.
Rex wanted this moment to be over. It was, as usual, on the cusp of hilarity and sobbing despair. For all his training and his loyalty to the state, all the theoretical reasons why he was doing what was right, the only thing that made him sit and wait for the inevitable was that he was doing it for the men next to him, and for Skywalker, wherever he was, and even for Kenobi, but for nothing and nobody else. That was as far as any man could think. And it was far enough. The rattling noise began, distant at first, and then resolved into the chunk, chunk, chunk of perfectly synchronized metal feet. The sound rose like a tide. It came not only in front of them, where they expected it to start, but also from behind, and to either side. Rex knelt back on one heel and wondered if there was any point doing the tactically correct thing, fighting from cover, or if it was best to stand up now, in full view both of his comrades and whatever it was that made up a droid.
Either way, we fight to win.
He got to his feet, laid his rifle on the nearest flat surface, and took a DC-15 short blaster in each hand.
Torrent Company,
Rex said.
Stand to.